Stock prices bounced back today, but not all the way back after yesterday's sharp declines. Tuesday's drop in the indexes came after a very gloomy report from the nation's biggest mortgage lender. Countrywide Financial reported second quarter earnings down 33%. The company cited defaults on prime loans, not the subprime loans to riskier borrowers that we've heard so much about. Today's gains came despite discouraging numbers for the housing market. Sales of existing homes fell for the fourth straight month. It's the worst housing slump in 16 years. Well, how much should we worry about all this? We're going to ask David Weiss, chief economist at Standard & Poor's. David Weiss, you worried?
Well, yeah, I'm worried. I've been worried for quite a while on this. This is the first time we've had a housing recession since 1991-92, and I think a lot of the problem is we've just forgotten what they feel like.
Well, there are other sectors of the economy that are healthier than housing. How dependent are we on housing, mortgages, real estate, and the economy as a whole?
Well, frankly, the rest of the economy so far has been ignoring the housing crisis very nicely. Housing is taking about a percentage point off GDP growth over the last year. So if it had just been flat, we'd still be looking at growth in the 3 to 3.5% range, about where we'd been the couple of years before that.
Well, let's take worst case, that the housing slump just persists and gets deeper and worse. What are the consequences for other institutions in the economy?
Well, number one, you're going to continue to take a percentage point off GDP growth. And frankly, we think that's going to continue through at least the rest of this year. The real problem is what it does to the financial markets. And that's what scares a lot of people, because we're seeing unprecedented losses now in the mortgage markets. This isn't a great surprise. We'd been expecting loss rates to be higher than 2000, which was the worst previous vintage of mortgages. But, you know, they could get worse than that.
But the news from Countrywide was that it's not just people who had been recognized as being big risks and got mortgages just the same. It's people who weren't recognized as big risks and got conforming loans.
Yeah, if you actually look at what they said, the big problem that they're quoting is actually subprime seconds, so second mortgages and home equity loans made to prime borrowers. We've been finding for a while now that the traditional measures of credit quality, like FICO scores, aren't working as well as they used to, that even people with high FICO scores are defaulting on mortgages that, by the numbers, they should be able to afford. We're not sure how much of that's a problem of fraud, how much of it's a problem of credit doctoring, but it's not working as well as it used to.
The scores you're talking about, that's how typically we are measured as either good or bad risks for a mortgage.
Right, and the problem nowadays is you can get on a credit site which tells you how to fix your score so you can qualify for a lower price mortgage.
Well, are the guardians of our money supply and our interest rates likely to look at things like credit scores that actually overstate the creditworthiness of a lot of borrowers of second mortgages or home equity loans? Are they likely to crack down and tighten up credit?
Well, I don't think they're going to crack down and tighten up credit in terms of the actual interest rates, because obviously they're concerned about what that could do to the economy. Chairman Bernanke has been very clear that the Fed intends to focus on inflation, primary, and secondarily, and very secondarily, how the economy is growing. What is going to happen, though, is I think they're going to tighten up on rules in the mortgage market, requiring more open disclosure of the actual risks that are being run and more disclosure of the terms of the subprime loans to the borrowers. How much that'll help, I'm not sure, because it looks to me like a lot of this fraud was really done by the borrower, not by the broker.
I'm just curious, is the worst inference to be drawn from, say, the news from Countrywide, is that potential investors, people who were homeowners, are much more strapped than we'd like to think we are. And that could be seriously bad news down the road. And it could mean that lots of the investment instruments we hear about are in various ways overvalued.
Well, we think there's generally been a complacency about risk in the economy. To some extent, I'm in agreement with that. I think that we need to move towards more reward for the risks we're taking. These costs have to go up. But you have to realize the number of people affected by this is fairly small. It's basically only people who took out high loan-to-value ratio loans in 2006 and 2007.
Well, David Weiss, chief economist at Standard & Poor's, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.